like I'm sweetest friends this year should be a special schus for Gila Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, and the Refuas Binyamin Yosef Yitzchak Leib Ben Fege, and the Refuas Eitan Yehuda Ben Debi Chai Reizel Bas Dina, and the Lili Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel Eliyahu Ben Rabbi Yoshua. The Rambam writes in Mitzvos Lo Saaseh Shin Mem Zayin, Hishe is Hirano Migalos Ervas Eishes Ish. So in the Shorish that we're commanded not to have beer with an Eishes Ish, in the Shorish HaShvi, where he talks in the Shorashim of the Sefer HaMitzvahs about the fact that it's not fitting to enumerate dikduke hamitzvah, the details of the mitzvah. So the Rambam says, "V'mizemin gam kein amru yisale shenar murasek yishizinsa hibeskilo baskoyim b'sreifa." Zashleimus dikduk mishpat eishesish. So the Torah also says that an ara murasa, when she's mizana, she gets skila, a baskoyim gets sreifa, as opposed to a regular eishesish who gets chenek. And he says that the Bahag made a mistake here, because the Bahag enumerates them as separate mitzvahs. Umana eishes ish mitzvah, v'nar murasa mitzvah, bas kohen mitzvah. He has three separate mitzvahs. Veina dabar kach, but that's not correct. Ki mitzvah achas, it's really one mitzvah. So look there in the Rambam. So we have to understand what the sheet of the Bahag is, that he was mona three different mitzvahs. They're really only one mitzvah. The mitzvah of Eishesish, and we just have different onshim. And the Torah, like the Rambam says, you don't count them as separate mitzvahs if they're just details of the same mitzvah, different variations of the same aveira, same mitzvah. So the drishas pikudecha gona rabbi for kunst shlita, and in the tinyana and page shin samchalef, in which we're basing this shir, he explains based on the Tos HaRashni Yavamis, who brings a new shita of Rabbeinu Meir, that a besula who's mizana, meaning a nara murasa who's mizana, there's no chiyuv chatas mishum eishesish, because she's not an eishesish, she's just a nara murasa. Over nara murasa leka kares v'lo mechayv shigasa chatas. So there's mitzvah beizim with a nara murasa, but there's no kares. There's no mitzvah based, and there's still no karis, and there's also no chatas for a shoygeg. So that we have to understand what's pshat with this shita. Mehechi teisi, the namur rasa isn't included in the din of karis of eishes ish. So in the Targum Yonasan in Parshas Kedoshim, he writes, Visha sher yinaf es eishes ish, sher yinaf es eishes reyehu, mos yumas hanoif anu ofes. He writes, V'gvar di yigur yas itas gvar meharasa, or the igurias itas chare mivala. So this duality in the pasuk yinaf es eishes ish asher yinaf es eishes reyehu, it's talking about first part, it's talking about a nara murasa, and the second part is talking about a married woman, regular eishes ish. So you see that this pasuk includes both, and he also explains what does it mean mos yumas, this double lashon. Hanoif anuafis, he explains it, leinyan chenek v'skilo l'nar murasa. Ayin sham in the Targum Yonasan. Akopanim, you see that the Targum Yonasan has a separate limud for the chi of misa of an nar murasa. And also in the pasuk in Achremos, fel eishes amizcha lo titein shchavtecha l'zara, which is the parallel pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim to Asher Yinaf Es Eishes Re'ehu, because the Onshim of Arayas in Parshas Kedoshim are referring to the Azhara, the Los Asseis, in Parshas Chremos. Therefore, when it says in Parashas Acharemos, "Vel yeshes amischa v'sitein shchavtech alazora," don't put your seed in this married woman. Achora, it's only referring to an asua, not nar murasa, according to the derech of the Targum Yonasan. Because again, Targum Yonasan was mechalik in the pasuk in Kedoshim between a nar murasa and an asua. So the pasuk in Parashas Acharemos only mentions one married woman in the Azhara, so Mamela, that is probably talking about a married woman and not an Aramurasa. So now we have a Makor for Rabbeinu Meir, who says that Aramurasa does not get Kares or Malchus for Shogeg, because in the Pasuk that forbids in Acharemos Eishes Ish, it's not talking about Chal, about an Aramurasa. And we can learn according to this that this opinion holds that Aramurasa, not only is there a chilek in the onesh from an Eishes Ish Nesua who gets chenek, but in addition to that, more than that, she's not bechlal in the Ikar Parsha of Nesua. There's two parshas in Eishes Ish. One is Nar Murasa and one is a married woman, and therefore the Targum Yonasan distinguishes between the two. And therefore the Tosis HaRash brings Rabbeinu Meir, who says that a Nar Murasa B'chal doesn't get Kares or have to bring a Shogig for a Chatas. This is a different parsha than a regular married woman. And when it says in Acharemos Vel Eishes HaMischa L'Ositein Shchavtuch HaLazora, that's referring only to a regular Eishes Ish, not to a Nar Murasa. And it could be an afgamina l'inyan asra, l'shitas Rashi. You have to mention when you give asra the pasuk. So you'd have to know which pasuk to say the right pasuk. Nara Murasa gets her pasuk, and Isha Nesua gets her pasuk. And now we understand the sheet of the Bahag, who enumerates Nara Murasa as a lav bifnei atzma. Because it's a parsha b'fnei atzma, it's not included in the din of Eishes Ish, and the chiluk onshin is not just a prat in their din, but rather it puts it in its own separate category. Nara Murasa is a completely different category than Nara Murasa is in a completely different category than a regular Eishes Ish, and therefore it can be enumerated as its own mitzvah. Now the Bahag also enumerates Liznos Bas Kohen as a lav bifnei atzmo. So it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tana Rabbanan Bas Ish Kohen Ki Sochel, when a Bas Kohen is Mechalelis, so I might think, says the Gemara, even if she's Mechalelis Shabbos, Talmud Lomar, Liznos Bechilun Shabbos Nus HaKosev Medaber, it's not Stam, it's Chilun Shabbos Nus, not Chilul Shabbos. So from the Havamina you see that it's talking about Chilul Shabbos. So the Yesod Onis Sreifa is not Alts the Arayas, but it's Chilul HaKohuna. She's as Aviyah HiMechalelis Beish Tisarev. It's not because of the Aver of Eishes Ishu is Mizane, but it's the Aver of being Mechal the Kohuna. And that's the Salka Daitach Gamlin Yin Chilul Shabbos. So that puts it in its own category. It's not just that she had bia; she was mechala the kahuna. That's its own category. So you might say, no. The chila kahuna is mitzdarif. That's what brings such a chamer onish, such a sreifa. But sof, you can say that the sort of the onish is alzeishes ish that was mizane, and it's more chamer because of the chila. And that's what the Gemara says. I might think even if she was mechala el Shabbos, that makes it, the chilul makes it worse. Not only is she a bas kohen, but she's also mechalel Shabbos. However, look at the hemshech of sugya. It says yachal afilu pnuya. I might think even a pnuya is also punished. Why would a pnuya be so punished? So bishlam l'shitas harambam holds that when a pnuya has bia, she's a kadesha, it's an isur daraisa. So you can say v'seder, it's because of the arayas. But according to the Rishonim, we'll argue with the Rambam. So what did she? She's just a pnuya. What's the big deal? So what's the havamin of the Gemara that even a pnuya is going to get this terrible onish? The answer is like we said, that it's chil hakahuna. And therefore it's not else the bia, it's else the chil hakahuna with this bia. That's the asoda onish, and therefore it would apply even to a pnuya. And then the Gemara's docha this havamin, it says, no, nemar kanaviv nemaralana viyamalan znusim zikas bal, if kan znusim zikas bal. So it has to be a znus with a zikas bal, with a connection to a husband. Now, we have to be medayik. It says znus im zikas bal. It doesn't say znus de eshes ish. It says znus im zikas bal. So it seems even the maskana, the onesh isn't mishum znus de eshes ish. Rather, it's a din bifnei atzmo of znus bezikas bal. And the yisod haonesh is because of the chil kahuna. When she has a zikas bal, she's mechalels the kahuna. Therefore, we can say that that's how the Bahag holds. The Bahag holds that Nar Maras is a parsha b'fnei atzma, like we proved before, and he also holds that a bas kohen is also a parsha b'fnei atzma, because that's the inyan of chil hakehuna. The Rambam would say no. The Rambam would say that the yisod of the both of them are altz disnus, and for example, the case of the bas kohen is not meshubah to the parish of Targum Yonasan and the Rambam. He doesn't have to hold that the pasuk is saying two separate things, like we learned before. Yin yinafis aishas ish, asher yinafis aishas reyehu, that it's referring to one nara murasa and two a regular aishas ish. The Rambam can say that it's referring to all cases of aishas ish. Case of the Bas Kohen, the Havamin of the Pnuyas, because she's a Kadesha. And therefore the Rambam would hold an Issa Doraisa for this a single girl to have Bia, because she's over in the lab of Losia Kadesha. And therefore it's not Al Tzchil Kahuna, it's Al Tzchil the Gilui Erva. And therefore the Rambam holds that it's all in the same category as Eish HaSish. But the Bahag, we can say, he holds it's Alts Chil Kahuna. The Bahag holds that it's Alts Nar Maras is a Parsha B'fnei Atzma, and therefore Eish HaSish gets one of Eira. Nar Maras is a second. And number three is Bas Kohen. So those are going to be three different Isurim. So, there's a lot more to say, obviously, but we will keep this brief. We should be zocha lumo du lamed lishman vasas or the kaimus called ibe salam karasu vihava. Amen, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.